Now come, we pray, Heavenly Father, in the power of your Spirit. Open your word to our hearts, and open our hearts to hear and afresh understand your holy words. Because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. How important are you? How important are you? That's a question that lies right at the heart of both of the readings we've just had. Readings that exposed three people who were committed followers of God. In the first reading from the Old Testament, we were briefly introduced to Job. You may remember a bit of his story. Long ago, the devil went to God and said, "Give me someone that I can tempt, someone who is godly." It's a curious story, but Job is given. Someone who has been devout and has carefully followed God's laws and commandments. But nonetheless, a man like us. And in that reading, we've just heard, God comes to Job and begins a discussion. But it's a discussion that brings Job down to size, that reminds him exactly who he is and where he stands. "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" asked God. "When the morning stars sang together, can you lift up your voice to the clouds so that a flood of water may cover you?" Sometimes we all, like Job, need to be reminded of how important we really are. And what difference would it make if the Lord Jesus walked through those doors this morning? If only Jesus were here, say many, life would be so much easier. If only Jesus were here, things would be easier to understand. If only Jesus were here, we wouldn't be fighting amongst ourselves. We wouldn't be so quick to criticize. If only Jesus were here, right? Sadly, not. In our second reading from Mark's Gospel, we're given two more godly men, two followers of Jesus. Take two disciples, James and John. They were there on that Galilean shore on the first morning when Jesus saw Simon Peter and his brother Andrew and called them to follow him. James and John were fishermen as well. Like Simon Peter, James and John left everything to follow Jesus. Day in and day out, they would have been with him, listening to him, witnessing those extraordinary miracles. Had anyone asked, what about Zebedee's boys? They were the sons of Zebedee. Anyone would have told them that they were disciples of Jesus. Yet what do you make of the little glimpse of the community of disciples we see in Mark 10, and specifically the role that they have in it? The camera hones in on an extraordinary discussion that went something like this. Teacher, or perhaps master, James and John said to Jesus, we love you. We left everything to follow you. We were amongst the first people you ever called to be your disciples. And Master, remember, you said to us, ask anything in my name and you will be given. You said, Master, ask, seek, knock. So we've got this tiny wee thing to ask. It's really not much at all. In your kingdom, when you reign in glory, we would like to sit closest to you. One at your right hand and the other at your left. If you'd have heard this, what would you have felt? It hadn't occurred to them for a single minute that what they were asking was wrong. But somehow, at some time, they had become full of their own self-importance. Somehow, and for some reason, they imagined themselves above others. So much so that they could ask and for some reason be entitled to sit at the right and left hand of the Lord in glory. Their question led not only to an embarrassing refusal from Jesus, but also to an important lesson about humility and service. So how important are you? It's very easy, isn't it, to confuse Christianity with church going. There's almost a question of that there with James and John. There's no question about their place within that group of disciples. But where on earth was their heart when they asked that question? And here is the point. Here is the thing to take away today. Being a follower of Jesus is not about where you are. It's not about what you're doing. It is utterly about what is on your heart. Let me say that again. Being a follower of Jesus is absolutely not about where you are. Here, being here in church absolutely does not make you a follower of Jesus. Being a follower of Jesus is not about what you're doing. Being here in worship does not make you a follower of Jesus. But what does is what genuinely lives within your heart. That's the thing that changes you. As a Christian leader and I hope preacher, one of the saddest things that I ever hear, and here I hear it pretty often, is I hope to get to heaven. I hope I've done enough. I hope I've been good enough. The truth is that sadly, none of those things are signs of humility, but of selfish humanity. It is totally to misunderstand all that Jesus said and stood for if all we can say is, I hope. You see, here's the point. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way to the Father. No one can come to the Father except through me. Jesus said, if you ask in my name, then the things that you ask for will be given you. There is no room in living as a Christian for empty hope. Jesus didn't say, try your hardest and maybe you'll get in. He said, follow me, I am the way. So you see, if all we can say is, I hope, we are not trusting in him at all. If all we can say is, I hope, we somehow believe that we can be good enough. If we work hard enough and really strive to, then we can work our way to heaven. But we know the Bible says this, that all people have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If there is one thing we can be sure of, when we think of heaven, when we think of the Lord in glory, then the standard of entry has to be 100%. Now, tell me how important you are. You see, this is the point that all of us stand together. We are none of us better than one another. We have all done wrong, and there is nothing that you and I can ever do to earn our place in glory. So when James and John said, "Teacher, one little thing," can we sit above others? They'd lost sight of who it was they were trusting in and had begun to trust in themselves. Jesus said these words, "Others," you know, he said, that among the Gentiles, those who think they're important lord it over others. They belittle people, but not us. Not us, Jesus said. Whoever wishes to become great must actually be servants. And whoever wishes to be first must actually be a slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Many say, but if Jesus were here, things would be different. If Jesus were here, it would be easier to understand. If Jesus were here, all would be well. But for James and John, Jesus was there. And they still needed to be pulled up and brought down and to recognize what it really was that they were called to. And their calling is your calling as well. We are not called to be important. We are important simply because God has called us. But to be servants of him and of others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, just as James and John did, often our thoughts run away with themselves. Often we put ourselves on a pedestal and imagine we are something special, whilst all the time we know we fail you and fall so far short. Help us to be humble in your presence and to seek to serve one another, but above all, to serve and follow you. Amen.